Okay, Thursday night podcast. I'm going to be interviewing my father, Jesse Pennington. Say hello.
Hello.
He is a El Molino alumni. Graduated in what year?
1995.
Yep.
So, what a very...
let's kick things off here with your favorite memory of El Molino.
Golf. Memories. Yeah, golf. I have to say that. That's it.
What about golf?
Oh, man. Jack Edwards. Golf cook.
He was great, man.
Fun guy to be around. Not the greatest golfer in the world, but he loved the game. And we had a good time. Picked up my first golf club the summer between my eighth grade and freshman year. And then sophomore year, tried out for the team. Made the varsity team. And was captain my sophomore, junior, and senior year. And Mr. Eamon Sharkey, another Elmo alum that I believe he's up on the wall living there.
Yeah, he is.
And, we had a great time those 3 years. He was the MVP. I was the captain. Jack, he's got us onto some cool courses back in the day. I don't know if you get to go down and play up on Mount Tam at Meadowood, but that's a fun one.
No, I haven't. I also am on the golf team, following in my father's footsteps, but sadly, I am not the number one. Today, I played in the number four spot.
Hey, man, that's in the starting six.
Yeah. Dude, the kid I was playing was cheating. He was lying about his scores, and then, oh, I never told you this, but at the end... on the ninth hole, this kid, he's going for his 10th stroke to putt for 10, and he misses the putt, and he's some freshman, and he smacked the frickin' putter into the green, like, stuck it in there, and I was like, hey, buddy, this isn't your home course, what are you doing? And he started shaking in his britches. He didn't like senior yelling at him. But he shut up for that.
He did that at Northwood?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know.
Ugh.
All right, back to our interview. That was a little bit of a tangent.
Topic there, but hey, Elmo pride, baby.
Yeah. So back in the 90s, things were a little different. What was the atmosphere like back then? School atmosphere.
It was pretty laid back. Everybody got along for the most part. There wasn't, weren't any gangs. There were a few kids who thought they were gangsters, but they weren't. there were some rowdy parties and whatnot, like you can expect, but and the academics were good. We had some really good students in my class. We had two people that I believe got 1500s on the SATs.
Wow.
Matt Hellman, I think, and Krista something. I don't know. Pretty sure we had one female and one male who both aced that thing.
Wow.
Eamon Sharkey, he was a stellar student, 4.2 GPA or something, scholar athlete his whole career.
Well, you were at the awards night. Hannah is pretty intense. She's got it down.
Man.
You know, when we were driving to Petaluma.
Come on.
Well, yeah.
National title is... it doesn't get any better than that.
Nope. Unless a world title.
I mean, is there such a thing as a high school world title?
No.
No. National title or nothing, baby.
When we were driving to Petaluma, we look over on the billboard and see, congratulations, Hannah Riccioli, El Molino. She was up on a billboard.
I'm telling you, that's celebrity status, national title. A state championship. I mean, we had Billy Geisinger. He wasn't...
Billy Geisinger?
He was a year ahead of me, or two, maybe. I don't know, 93 or something. Am I getting that name right?
Yeah, that was my volleyball coach's brother.
Yeah, yeah, he was a good wrestler. I think he was state champion, and he might have been, I don't know, he was national, but he was state. And Travers Collins, that guy, East, he was 3 or 4 years ahead of me, and he graduated in 91. Yeah, he was state. We had some good wrestlers. Elmo always had strong wrestling. Cazadera puts out some good wrestlers, let me tell you what.
Yeah, they do.
Rope wrestling bars.
Now, you only played golf? Did you play any other sports?
I played one season of JV basketball my junior year.
And how'd that go?
It was fun. I mean, I wasn't nothing to write home about, but I had one good game where I hit a three, and then I made like a mid-range jumper or something, and then I missed a layup, and I think I had a steal, maybe one assist, but that was a little flurry toward the end of the game in like a minute and a half or 2 minutes because we had a big cushy lead, so the coach let me have a few minutes of game time, and I did all right for a couple minutes.
Wow, you remember that well.
Yeah, that was my moment of glory on the hardwood, buddy. That's all. That all I had. We had a really good JV team. I don't think we had that great of a varsity team at the time, but our JV team was decent. But the varsity team was just stacked with seniors and juniors and a few phenoms like Alan Marshall. Well, actually, we did have a pretty good varsity team, I guess. Alan Marshall. I think we had Jason Lane. Oh yeah, I went to school with Jason Lane. He was the big time. But he really turned into the big time after high school. I mean, he was good athlete in high school, solid three-sport athlete. But I don't think anybody thought he was going to become a big league ball player that would, you know, make a mark.
And he ended up to do what?
I mean, he played for the Houston Astros and the Padres and the Milwaukee Brewers, I think. Maybe he's coaching for them, I believe, right now. Played golf with him 4 months ago or so, and he told me that he was, I believe, coaching for the Milwaukee Brewers. He used to be coaching for the Padres, I believe, but he played his best years in as a player were with Houston, and he had some good years. One year, I think he hit 275 or something with like 21 dingers and 90 RBIs or something.
Dang.
Did this good offensive year. He was a pitcher. He turned into a pitcher later on in his career.
Well, cool. Now, if we're jumping back to the academics of El Molino, who was your favorite teacher?
I knew you were going to ask me that. It's not a fair question, but are any of them going to see this?
No.
No. Okay.
I doubt anyone is going to see this.
Even your own teacher?
Well, my teacher will. Or but...
Your teacher will. Okay.
But she...
How you doing? So, my favorite teacher was probably... I'm going to say... Karen Johnson, way up on the list. And Pam Porter. Alberto Del Calvo, though I never had him as a teacher. I had him as a comrade. Mrs. Whitaker, loved her. Mr. Danielson was just kind of fun to be around, I guess, in a weird way, because he was insane.
How so? Can you give me an example?
Well... If you had him... podium for PE and you were sitting there at the beginning of class for roll call, he'd walk by you and say something to the effect of, Jordan Pennington price tag, and mark you off as in attendance.
Did he ever do anything crazy?
Well, yes. But I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay.
It would have to be redacted.
Well, it must have been pretty bad then.
I'm sure it's still legendary there amongst the staff. You might know, Teach. You'll have to...
My teacher hasn't been there very long.
Hey, man. Stuff like this ripples through time. True. We're talking big headliners. Say the school nurse.
Well, anyway. So the teacher was crazy. Were there any crazy students, like any bullying or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I was a bully. Not a physical one, but I teased some kids and was kind of a jerk in some ways. It was my defense mechanism. That's how I got by.
Do you regret that?
A little bit. I've made amends to those I could, and then the ones I couldn't, I figured maybe it helped them out. Who knows? I got bullied a little bit here and there, and, I think we live in a very, very sensitive society, and I think there's a big difference between what some people might call bullying and dangerous harassment or... But I don't know. I think it was different when I was younger. And I think it was way different when my parents were younger. I think stories about, like the outsiders or things where bullies are really going around kicking kids' asses. That's, of course that's not right. And I think that has gone on the decline a lot. Not saying there isn't still violence in schools and whatnot, but yeah, I think there has been a reduction in...
It's gone to cyber.
Yeah, and I mean, that wasn't around when I was in high school. MySpace was just coming onto the scene, and it may have not even been on the scene, but when I graduated, I don't know. I think it wasn't a couple years after it came around, so there was no social media. And man, come on, we all know it. Social media is going to be the downfall of humanity. Give me a break. It already is. But yeah. Who knows? Maybe we'll outgrow it or figure out a different way to use it or something. I don't know. Doing more harm than good at this point, I'm sure.
Yeah. Now, who was your least favorite teacher?
I forgot to say Mr. Parrish before. I gave all the love to the ladies and didn't acknowledge Mr. Oh, I did say Del Calvo, but he wasn't a teacher of mine. But Mr. Parrish, my freshman year, freshman acting. I think I took advanced acting my freshman year and had Parrish. He was a blast. But least favorite, I'm going to go with Mr. Giddings.
Mr. Giddings.
Yeah. Had him, I think, geometry, my sophomore year and junior year, I don't know. Meh.
What did he do?
Good question. What did he do?
Was he mean or just not a good teacher?
Meh. I mean, he was not a good teacher, and then I had a bit of fault there in making him probably a mean teacher to me. I wasn't very easy to get along with if I didn't like the cut of your jib. So, yeah. And I didn't see eye to eye, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, then what do you think the biggest difference between El Molino then versus now is?
I don't know, because I don't know what El Molino's like now. But I would say it's, you know, West Sonoma County doesn't change that much in a couple decades. I would imagine it's very similar with just a smaller student body and, you know, some fancier, newer equipment, but not enough of it. And apparently not enough students to support any of it anymore.
True. And with that, how do you feel about the El Molino and Annaly consolidation?
Oh, man. Without getting too emotional or riled up or political or any of that, I'm just going to say that I had my time at Elmo and so have thousands of other kids. But it appears that the sun is setting and the horizon is here for the Lions of Forestville. But onward and upward, I say, stiff upper lip, chip, chip.
But El Molino, I can say that it's a good school. And you don't, like with Annaly or Santa Rosa, you don't get the individuality and the one-on-one with the teacher. Because I'm sure at Annaly there's teachers that don't know students, but pretty much at El Molino, every teacher knows every student.
You'd be surprised.
I know every kids teacher. Do you
know, how many kids do you know that go to Annaly or one team?
How many kids do I know, or do I know the population?
Yeah. No, how many kids do you know, how many kids do you hang out with that were Annaly students? Because I had several friends.
Oh, I have lots.
I partied with the basketball kids, and I mean, none of them were like, oh, Annaly's just, oh, but there also were not a lot of Elmo kids saying Elmo is the greatest. I mean, they both have their pride and whatnot, and there's saber rattling and their Apple games and whatnot, but at the end of the day, I don't think those two schools are, you know, diabolically opposed. There's a couple of West County high schools, and if there's not enough kids to fund both of them, because that's what it's all about, right? High school's about number of asses in seats and resource allocation and all that. And, you know, unfortunately, it's also, we live in America and California, and money talks, and people far flung out in the redwoods walk. So money, you know, there's more money in Sebastopol. They got what they wanted. Unfortunately, that's the long and short of it, as far as I see it.
Yeah. Well, my next question for you, I probably know the answer, but did anything at El Molino change your life drastically, or?
I mean, everything at El Molino changed. It didn't change my life. It shaped it. But yeah, I would say that the best thing anyone could say about a high school experience would be that nothing so drastic happened that it changed your life in a negative way, because there are plenty of people who do have high school experiences like that and got nothing good to say about high school. So I had a pretty pleasant high school experience. I didn't take full advantage of it. I took a lot of it for granted, and I just saw it as an opportunity to have a good time. But it was also an escape for me from my home life that I didn't enjoy and didn't have a stable, you know, good outlook. So that part of my life was shaped in a certain way also, which those two things kind of, their interplay was not always the best for my development, I would say.
Yeah. All right, we are going to take a quick break. We have reached the halfway mark. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. So playing off of what and how El Molino changed your life, how did it...
It didn't. It shaped it.
Oh, shaped it, right. Yeah. How did it shape you and develop you into the man you are today? And what path did it put you on going out of high school?
Well, like I said, I took a lot of it for granted, and I never dug in as an academic student, and I never took academia seriously, and I never pursued it after high school. So I'd have to say the way it shaped my life and the most benefit I did get out of it was, well, number one, through those English teachers and drama teachers that I mentioned, my relationships with them and the things that they taught me definitely helped to shape me as a young man, and, you know, my appreciation for the arts and theater and all of that, and the love of English and linguistics and language have helped to shape me and my career and what I do and how I do it. And then golf also, because I worked at a number of golf courses after high school, during and after high school, and learned how to navigate in that space and amongst those type of people.
What types of people?
Well, I worked first at Northwood, and there's a certain clientele and certain type of golfer.
Kind of just an average Joe weekend golfer, you know, right?
Well, that and some more less savory individuals, say. And then at the Santa Rosa Golf and Country Club, so I got to see the opposite end of the spectrum. So between those two experiences, I'd say I got a similar sort of social education as you would at any given state university. And I learned the business side of pro shops and how they work. Accounting, retail sales, things like that. And I worked retail for other jobs growing up, Big Five, when I was in high school. Matt Spencer and I got our jobs there together. Rest in peace, Matt and Lauren. Where was I?
All right. Sure. So what was your social scene like, and how are you different and the same to your friends, both in school and coming out of school?
Well, I was definitely a bit of a social butterfly. I mingled with lots of different crowds. And it's always hard to say what, you know, it's hard to label yourself, because I don't know what other people thought of me or what their perception of me was. I think I was probably considered a kind of a nerd by some groups, like the hardcore jocks and hicks, because I did theater and I was probably a drama nerd. But some of the jocks, I mean, I played basketball and I was a golfer. And so normally the golf wouldn't get any respect, but I was a good golfer. So I got a little bit for that. So I hung out with some of the athletes and some of the quote-unquote nerds, drama department. I had a lot of my friends, my close circle, were good students, did excelled academically and not so much we had some athletes, but in our circle of friends, but we were honestly kind of more the party crew. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Socializing was our specialty, and everybody knew that, including our teachers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we didn't hide.
Did teachers ever show up to parties?
Ooh. I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
I think in the instructions for this...
After I graduated, I did socialize with some of the staff. But I don't think I did while I was a student there. Hmm.
All right, so my last question for you is, do you have any questions for me?
Well, I think that you have done a much better job of being a high school student than I did in every aspect, socially. I probably did a little bit better on the sports side of things. You gave up on soccer too early. You should have played varsity soccer.
Yeah, but you played 1 1/4 sports. I've played 3.
Oh, volleyball.
I've done 3 years of varsity volleyball.
I know. I forgot about that. I was just thinking of soccer and golf. Okay, fine. We'll call it a draw. You did better academically and way better, I think, with clubs. Did you do many clubs?
No,
you didn't.
Not clubs. Really.
I didn't either. Those are dorks.
You can't say that.
Can't? Is that bullying? Come on, it's a joke. I'm joking. Sorry, teach.
All right, do you have any or questions for me?
Do you feel like you got everything you needed out of El Molino and it was a good resource for you and has helped set the stage for the next very important part of your life, which is going to be figuring out kind of where you fit into this big old crazy world?
Yeah. I think,
and I should give, you know, more importantly, have I hoped you do that, but since this is specifically about El Molino and school.
Yeah, I think it has. I think there are a few little things, like how they were going to do a business finance class, but too many people signed up for it or whatever, so they didn't do it or something like that. I would have really liked to do that because I think that would really have helped me for what I'm about to do. But if you look at people like Caden and Hannah and everything, they definitely got the most out of it.
They were clubbers.
No, they weren't. They were academic stars. I think I kind of agree with you where I could have taken a little more advantage of it, done maybe some more AP classes and stuff. But I'm not going into college right away. I'm not going to straight to a 4-year. So not really. But when we're looking at things like wood shop and stuff, I've had 2 really good shop teachers, Mr. Phillips and Mr. Alvarez, who taught me a lot of stuff and really let me be free and creative in that class and make what I want to make.
Like, do you
Huh?
Oh, I was going to say, do you happen to know if Annalie has a good wood shop? But then I realized, wait, he's graduating and Devin doesn't give a shit about wood shop.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I was asking Mr. Dunkel about what they're going to do with it and if I could maybe get some tools off of them. But apparently, they're still going to use it and they're going to, like, try and bus kids over to use the wood shop. I think it's a really dumb idea. Because there aren't a lot of kids that care that much about woodshop. A lot of them were just there for the the elective credits. I was there to do stuff. But, yeah, we'll see. But, yeah, I think El Molino is a great school, and it prepares you for the next step in your life. And so have you. Well, on that note, I think we're going to conclude this interview at 29 minutes. Let's wait 2 seconds until we get to 30. There we go. All right. Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome, son. I love you.
I love you too. And I will see you soon.
Indeed.
Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye in the words of my grandfather.
Dave Bennington.
All right.